Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina. Today we're going to jump into how to better understand people. Chris, why is that important?
As you have conversations, there will be some times you can miss one another.
Mm-hmm.
It may be, and we'll go over a list of characteristics. It could be a personality bent. It could be a misunderstanding. It could be a background difference. And so the more you ask questions that help you understand this other person, the deeper the relationship will go, and you'll have better understanding. So the topic is how to better understand people.
Right. And as we said in previous podcasts, this is actually taken from workbook content from session 6. We kind of speed through in a workshop the content. It's great content, but we're just going to take the time
right.
to take each one of these points because it is so important to better understand. We have just something I want to read here. When mentors take the time to discover more about one's mentee, it takes the relationship in a direction where true conversations can happen. You're shaking your head because we both have received that in mentoring relationships.
Well, and I want people to understand as well, this doesn't have to just be for a mentoring relationship.
Sure.
This is in your marriage, if you're married, if you're dating, with your if you're a parent, if you're the child of the parent. Understanding one another is really important for healthy relationships.
For them to go deeper, yes. Yeah. So we're going to take the first 6 components of some things that will really help in better understanding, and then we're going to do a part 2, but we're first going to talk about understanding words and actions don't tell the whole story. So just a real simplistic example. You and I come to the breakfast table. You look disheveled, a little frenzied from the night.
Right.
And I say, Chris, how are you? And you go, fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. So words and actions are not telling me the whole story. You're saying you're fine, but your body language is saying you're everything but fine.
And maybe it's not appropriate at the time, or I don't have enough time to really express what's going on, but at least you would recognize that and
right.
you could address it with me later.
Right. So as a mentor, when you notice that a mentee is maybe you're reading between the lines and things aren't adding up, a great way to explore that, if it's appropriate time to explore that, is just to ask a good open-ended question. Hey, when you say you're fine, what does that mean to you right now?
Now, question, would you actually ask me that way at breakfast?
No.
Probably wouldn't. You're just giving an example.
I'm giving an example.
Right. Hey,
if you were my mentee, I would.
What's really going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or yeah, something seems off. Again, these are some questions you ask later on, maybe as you're developing this relationship,
mm-hmm.
not maybe day one with them.
Oh, so, yeah, surely.
Sure.
Not day
right.
one.
Again, think about in our marriage, think about with your children, with friendships. You don't know that person well the first few times you're together. Over days, months, years, you get to know one another better, and then you begin to understand one another better.
Sure.
That's what we're talking about today.
It's important to understand personalities. Everybody kind of operates from either being more of extroverted or more introverted. So understanding that about people, understanding that about yourself is huge. So if you have, I'm an introvert, I get my energy from being alone. If I have spent several days with a lot of people, it's probably not best for me to schedule a big event or hang out a lot with a mentee when I'm running on empty and vice versa. So understanding personalities is really helpful if you really want to go deeper in the relationship.
And there's different assessments you can take. We don't
yeah.
have to go into those, but there's different
right.
assessments you can take.
Just do a Google online.
And
here's
an idea.
Personality
as a mentor, what if you take an assessment and you have your mentee take the same assessment, talking about personality styles, and you go over those together and you go, wow, that makes sense that you think that way or you respond that way. I do have an example. We recently had a graduation party for one of our daughters,
mm-hmm.
graduated from university, and a lot of people were in our home. And I could walk through the home, through the house, through the rooms, and I could tell you pretty much who the introverts were.
Mm.
They were thankful to be there. I believe
uh-huh.
they came to support our daughter and us. But I actually have compassion for some of the introverts in that kind of setting, like, there are too many people here.
Right.
I feel overwhelmed. So better, instead of going, what's wrong with that person?
Right.
Just nothing's
understanding.
Wrong.
Right.
That's just how they are with their personality style.
One thing that's really important to understand about somebody is understanding their pain As you get to know people, and especially because we're talking about mentoring relationship, realizing that there are some things that may have taken place in the life of your mentee. For example, a fear of change. They may struggle with a fear of loss or fear of rejection, provision, authority. There's all kinds of things that once you get below the surface, you've spent time with somebody, understanding their pain points really help you have compassion, see where they're coming from, and eventually you can work through it with them, right?
And I think we really need to take time in this area. Something that is not painful for me, or maybe an experience I've not had that the person has had, if I'm not careful, I may go, oh, that's not that big a deal. It's okay. Not for them. It's a pain point, and I need to really honor and respect that. Initially, they may not want to talk about the pain. I don't wake up hoping I get to talk about my pain with someone.
Right.
But I can promise you when you do that with in a trusted relationship,
over time,
it does something and they go, wow. In fact, you may be the first person as a mentor where they've actually spoken about some of that pain. Mm-hmm. That is a real gift you've been given if that's the case.
Right. So take the time, be sensitive, talk about when it's appropriate. I know that there's been times when I've had a mentee maybe respond in a certain way, and I could tell, oh, it's probably, there was a pain point in this before, a fear of rejection or abandonment or something. That might not be the time to ask her about it, but certainly later it is. It just, if the goal is to really develop a strong relationship, then bring those things up when it's appropriate.
I think about on that list, it says past mistakes. I've experienced friendships, colleagues where they made a mistake and it really, I will say, freaked them out where it caused them to be real edgy instead of going, just talk about it.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes, but if you've been afraid to make a mistake in the past or you've made a mistake that has had really bad consequences, they could be acting out.
Sure.
And you go, why are they doing that? It's just a mistake. Right. Let's walk through that together.
Right. I think when we understand cultural differences, now, yes, we are talking about people from different cultures, ethnic cultures, but there's also different cultures. There's family culture, there's work culture. I think it's so important to take the time to understand the culture from which somebody's operating.
Our family, part of our family culture has always been with us and our three daughters. Now we have a son-in-law. Mm-hmm. We've always, the evening meal, for the most part, was really important.
Right.
And we'd sit around the table and enjoy the good food that you prepared, and we'd have conversations. Mm-hmm. Not always they were deep, but we would laugh. We would talk about serious things. I think our girls grew up feeling really connected around the dinner table.
So that was our family culture.
That was our family culture. Yeah. So we have had people come into our home before.
And they're experiencing a culture that is foreign.
They've not experienced it before.
Yeah.
And it's been weird for them.
Yeah.
Maybe they liked it, but it was strange because it's not been a part of their life.
Or they never experienced it, and it was a wonderful thing. But yeah. Also, I think it's important to understand generational differences. Usually when you're a mentor, you are probably mentoring somebody that's younger than you.
True.
Being aware of the generational differences, they're just that. They're differences. One is not better or worse than the other. Just be aware of what they are.
No, we can miss one another.
We can.
And if you're a parent who has raised a teenager, you know you've experienced some of that, I'm sure. But I do have found this, because guys that I mentor have always been younger than me for the most part. Those tend to dissolve over time. They don't seem to matter so much. In fact, we tend to laugh about them maybe as opposed to misunderstanding one another or irritating one another.
Right. Now, they
won't matter at some point.
Some of those examples could be older people, I would say, like us.
Are you
older.
Referring to me? Okay.
May want to call somebody on the phone where a younger person is like, ooh, I never call anybody on the phone. I'm just always going to send a text. So just
I tend
being
to
aware
leave voice messages as opposed to text. I'll leave text, but I normally leave voice messages, and there's reasons behind that.
Right.
I'm trying to build that relationship more. So that's, I've had to learn, maybe do half and half.
Right.
With guys I've mentored.
One of, I think, the most effective ways to understand people better is by using the power of an open-ended question.
Okay.
I think when we just ask somebody, how are you doing? Fine. Those are conversation stoppers. Those questions can actually just hinder or stop a conversation. But when I say, hey, what was the best day of your morning? Causes the recipient of that question to kind of stop and go, I don't know. I don't think I had a best part, which, well, tell me about your morning. What was so terrible about it? Open-ended questions just help conversations go wider and deeper.
It helps that person express maybe in some new ways what they're thinking and feeling.
Right.
When you ask them an open-ended question.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to stop there because there are a whole other set of things that we're going to talk about of how to better understand people. So just by means of review, the first ones we've talked about today is understanding that words and actions don't always tell the whole story.
Understanding personalities is important.
Understanding somebody's pain, where they are coming from.
And really pay attention to that one.
Right. Their cultural differences, generational differences, and then the power of a good open-ended question. So part two, we're going to look at some other components because, again, the goal here is how to better understand somebody. So if this has been helpful content to you, if you're a mentor and you really want to understand your mentee, stay tuned for part two. But if you'd like to contribute to the production of podcasts just like these, you can go to FahrenheitMentoring.org and like and subscribe and share with a friend. So as always, thanks for listening.